if you're playing it safe by doing what everyone else is doing in your industry, you're not going to stand out from the crowd. Most likely, it will result in your potential client price shopping. Why? Because everything looks the same. Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and a serial entrepreneur who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. It is great to have you with me today. Hey, if you're a longtime listener, you've probably been noticing some changes with the podcast over the last couple months, and I wanted to take a moment to update you on some things. As I've been coaching women and men over the last year and a half, I have found that the people who are most interested in taking their lives to the next level are those who are starting or running a small business. Those seem to be the people that are most passionate about what I'm talking about and most committed to their own personal growth. These are people like holistic doctors and life coaches and makers and course creators and network marketers and even a flower farmer. Yes, that has been amazing to see her vision unfold over the last year. These are the people who I see getting excited about the things I talk about in Empowered to Rise, my latest book. They're embracing their true identity, uncovering their superpowers, and bringing their inspiration to the world. It's not to say that other people who don't own a business aren't doing that, but I've seen by and large that those who are trying to start or run a business are very passionate about their own personal growth and taking things to the next level. So, with that being said, I started to sense that I needed to integrate more content that would help entrepreneurs and small business owners as they're seeking to grow and increase their revenue and, of course, their businesses. Now, if you don't own a small business, you're not an entrepreneur, you're not interested in that, I still think all of our episodes have something incredibly inspirational and motivational to be gained by listening to them. But I wanted to address this and just be honest and say, hey, this is what I'm sensing is the direction of Inspiration Rising and what I am personally passionate about. So I've started inviting more business owners, people that are more focused on business, to be the podcast guests here at Inspiration Rising. And I've started including more business resources on our website. You may check it out. You haven't seen it recently. It's gone through quite a transformation. InspoRising.com, InspoRising, InspoRising.com, and you'll check out all kinds of new and interesting things. And I'll soon be launching the Rise Up Business Academy, where I'm going to be providing group business consulting on a weekly basis. And so if that's something of interest to you, you're welcome to email me to be one of the first to find out about it, David@InspoRising.com. Now, one of the greatest challenges that small business owners face is how do we stand out from the crowd? Okay, if you're Coca-Cola, Nike, New Balance, one of my favorite brands, I love New Balance. All of those big brands, they spend literally millions, even billions of dollars on advertising to stand out from the crowd. Now, my guess is if you had billions to spend on advertising and marketing and branding, you probably wouldn't be listening to this Inspiration Rising podcast, okay? I don't have billions to spend. I don't have millions to spend. So the question becomes, how do we stand out from the crowd with our message, with our products, with our services, so that other people notice what we have to offer, so that ultimately they will want to engage and purchase and be a part of the programs and whatever it is that you're bringing to the world? There are so many other businesses and entities that are doing similar things. I guarantee you that whatever you're doing, I can find somebody who's doing something similar, okay? And so the question becomes, how do you stand out? And so I want to share with you three quick tips that I'll be teaching in more depth on in the Rise Up Business Academy, but I wanted to just give you some value here to help you think about how can I and my business stand out from the crowd. All right, you may even want to grab a piece of paper, pull open your phone to a notes section, and take some notes. The first tip that I want to give you today is to make a statement. Yes, you must, as a business owner and a business, make a statement. Now, I help my clients develop what I call a standout statement. It is a statement that lets your potential customer know, your ideal client, know who you serve and what result you provide. That's what a standout statement does. It lets people know who you serve and what result you provide. Now, this is different than a short, pithy tagline, okay? Because a tagline can feel a little motivational, but oftentimes you won't know what's actually going on here. You need something that's a bit longer, okay? Because we're wanting someone to understand what makes you unique, what makes you stand out from the crowd. Now, I want to give you a couple of examples of standout statements that I've helped my client develop in the business consulting process. One example is Dr. Beta Yadidi. She's a holistic lifestyle expert in Beverly Hills, California, and she stands out from the crowd by saying, okay, I help busy, overwhelmed, and stressed women find their unique path to experience a holistic lifestyle transformation. Yeah, I help busy, overwhelmed, stressed women find their unique path to experience a holistic lifestyle transformation. So they finally feel physically energized, mentally clear, emotionally grounded, spiritually attuned, and relationally connected. Yeah, see, now that's a little bit longer than just a short, pithy, promotional phrase or tagline. But it does three things, okay? It tells us who she helps, what results she's selling, and the benefits. The first thing that it does is it tells us who she helps. Who was it? Do you remember? Busy, overwhelmed, stressed women. That is her target. That is her ideal client. She's not looking for women who have it all together. She's not looking for men who are stressed out. She's not looking to help dogs and cats. No, don't take your dog and cat to Dr. Beta Yadidi. No. Obviously, I'm being facetious here, joking around. We are very clear on who she serves, busy, overwhelmed, and stressed women. What is the result that she's selling? Do you remember? She is helping them find their unique path to experience a holistic lifestyle transformation. She is selling, the result is a holistic lifestyle transformation. Now, we recognize this is not a cookie cutter program, but it has a unique path just for that woman. Yeah. So who's she helping? Busy, overwhelmed, and stressed women. What's the result she's selling? A holistic lifestyle transformation. Now, that's a very powerful phrase there, holistic lifestyle transformation. I want to know the benefits of that if I'm reading this. And so at the end, she writes, so they finally feel physically energized, mentally clear, emotionally grounded, spiritually attuned, and relationally connected. Now, if you're a stressed out, busy, overwhelmed woman, oh, that sounds good. I'm physically energized. I'm mentally clear. I'm emotionally grounded, spiritually attuned, and relationally connected. Yes, sign me up. Those benefits sound amazing. So she helps one group of women, busy, overwhelmed, stressed out women. She has one result, a holistic lifestyle transformation, and then she shares the benefits. That statement causes her to stand out from the crowd. Let me share another one with you. My client, Liz Cruz, she's a bookkeeper and tax preparation agent here in Southern California, although she works with people all over the United States. And she writes, I help female business owners maximize their income by paying the least amount of taxes legally possible. I help female business owners maximize their income by paying the least amount of taxes legally possible while reducing their stress so they can actually enjoy their business rather than worrying about their finances. Now, notice the three things that she's doing there in that statement to cause her to stand out. One, who does she help? Female business owners. She focuses primarily on female solopreneurs, actually, but we wanted to just have it be a little bit broader in this statement. Female business owners. What's the result that she's selling? She is going to maximize their income by helping them pay the least amount of taxes legally possible. She is selling one result, maximizing their income. What's the benefit? It reduces their stress so they can actually enjoy their business rather than worrying about their finances. Oh, man. So if you're a female business owner and you want to maximize your income, but you're feeling stressed out and you're not enjoying your business and you're worrying about your finances instead, you read this statement and you go, wow, Liz Cruz helps people like me maximize my income by paying the least amount of taxes possible, reducing my stress so I can enjoy my business and not worry about my finances. Yes, my hand is raised. Yeah. Think about the difference between Liz Cruz and the guy next door who says, yeah, I do people's taxes. I'll do your bookkeeping. What? Yeah, everybody does bookkeeping. Yeah, everybody does tax preparation. But only Liz Cruz helps you maximize your income while reducing your stress so you can enjoy your business rather than worrying about your finances. Yes, that is what sets her apart. Why? Because she's making a statement. When you're clear about the result you're offering, people can quickly decide if they want to raise their hand for your product or service or opt out and go, yeah, that's not for me. That's not something I need right now. Okay, so number one is you need to make a statement if you're going to stand out. And what I love to help people do is cultivate what we've called a standout statement. Number two, I want to invite you. No, wrong word. I want to challenge you to offer one result. You heard me say that over and over again in section number one. You'll notice that both Dr. Beta Yedidi and Liz Cruz are offering one result. Beta offers a holistic lifestyle transformation. Liz is helping you maximize income. Now, of course, they have many benefits that are connected to these results, but they're focusing on one single result. And yet as business owners, we get excited about all the things that we have to offer, all the products, all the services, all the results. Can you imagine if you were selling a product or service and you said, yep, it's going to clear up your acne, give you a better love life. It's going to make your taxes just go away. It's going to help you get to work faster. Your dog's going to love you more. Okay. Obviously, that's all those things are not connected to the same product. But when we are selling so many results as a business, things can oftentimes become unclear in the mind of our ideal client. It leads to confusion or even paralysis, and they end up walking away from whatever it is that you're offering as a product or service. The more clear that you are about the result that you offer, the more likely it is that your ideal client will identify with whatever problem it is that you are solving. Okay, the result that you're selling is a solution to a problem. That's exactly what it is. The result that you're selling is a solution to the problem that your ideal client has. If you make it clear what the result is, the ideal client can be clear to say, yeah, that's for me. And so I want you to ask yourself right now, what's the one result that you and your business want to be known for? What is that one result? Now, you may even be unclear about that yourself, and so you might want to pull aside a partner or a husband or a wife or a friend or somebody, a client, and ask them, hey, what do you think my business should be known for? Like, what's the thing that we do so uniquely, so different than everybody else? It may be the one result that you want to start offering in order to stand out. Now, number three, do something different. Number one, make a statement. Number two, offer one result. And number three, do something different. If you're playing it safe by doing what everyone else is doing in your industry, you're not going to stand out from the crowd. Most likely, it will result in your potential client price shopping. Why? Because everything looks the same. If I'm going to go buy something like toilet paper, okay, we've been in the middle of a pandemic, little shortage on toilet paper there for a little bit. Now it seems like we're okay. I'm going to look for something. I might have a certain brand that I like, but even with that brand, I'm going to check from store to store on which one has the best price. And so if you have the same type of product or service and it doesn't stand out from the crowd, people will end up just price shopping. I love this book. It's quite a few years old. It's by the marketing expert Seth Godin. He wrote a book called The Purple Cow. And the whole idea behind it, if you're not familiar with this, is he says, if you're driving down the road and you see a bunch of cows, you're like, oh, cool, look at those cows. That's kind of unique. And then if you see interspersed in those cows, one cow that was bright purple, the purple cow, it would cause you to jump out of your seat and go, kids, look at the purple cow. Oh my goodness, can you believe this? Right? It is remarkable. It is able to be remarked about. That's what the word remarkable means. The cow is remarkable. And so the question becomes, what's remarkable about your product, service, or business? What's purple about it? If there isn't anything remarkable about it, how can you change your product or service or business? How can you see it from a different perspective? How can you take something away or add something to it so that people will want to remark about it? They'll be driving down the street and go, look at that purple cow. Not because of the signage on the front of your, you know, brick and mortar store, but because they heard about something, they saw something on social media, they watched a video that was like, wow, this business owner is doing something different. They're not like all the other travel agencies. They're not like all the other life coaches. They're not like all the other business consultants. They're not like all the other chiropractors or people that are selling the same network marketing product. No, they're different. There's something different about them that stands out. They're a purple cow. Okay. You probably don't want to be called a purple cow. I don't either. That could be offensive. You get the point though, right? You're able to be remarked about. So number one, make a statement. Number two, offer one result. And number three, do something different. I hope that those three quick tips get your mind moving and grooving and thinking about your own business, your own life, your own career, and going, okay, how am I going to do that? How am I going to stand out from the crowd? Now, I want to invite you to watch a new video workshop that I just released on our website. It's called 5 Deadly Mistakes Sucking the Life Out of Your Business. Sometimes we have blind spots as entrepreneurs and business owners, and we're making mistakes without even realizing it. And that's what this workshop is all about. If you want to sign up for it, it's absolutely free. It'll only take you a few minutes. Go to insporising.com/workshop. That's insporising.com/workshop. And the link will be in the show notes as well. You can swipe up on your phone and check that out. Now, I want you to know that I believe that there is something so unique, so remarkable about you and your business and what you have to offer, but you need to figure that out. You need to open your eyes to what's unique about you and do the work to stand out from the crowd. I believe in you. You can do it. You can truly stand out, so that your ideal client will raise his or her hand and say, I need what you have to offer. Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor, share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, "Hey, Dave, what's up?" You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.